All right.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
Well, oh, you know what? I don't even know if we're editing this. So that was,
they
probably saw me say it.
You saw me hit record and sit down.
Oh, that's
say,
so
ready.
Awkward.
Now they know that when we start things, we have to ask if we're ready. That's so embarrassing. That looks lame. It's a bad look.
Yeah, you know what? I pointed the mic the wrong way, too.
Did you really? Did I? No, I don't think. I was talking
into its ass.
Welcome, everyone, to a special edition of Movie Club.
Yes.
We are live at Anime Expo.
Anime Expo. I'm in character. If I'm slouching, that's because it's the character. I am Ichiban. Casca.
I am Ichiban. Not. I am still Sean, your favorite host of this show.
I hope you brought a costume for later today.
What for what?
For our panels in a little bit.
Uh-oh. We'll see. Maybe I got something up my sleeve. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Hey, we picked this movie based on Derek's recommendation to watch Dream Scenario.
Yes.
Scenario.
You could say it either way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tomato.
Okay. Dream Scenario, starring Nicolas Cage, came out last year. I never heard of it. Have you heard
of it? No. I feel like I saw a picture of Nicolas Cage and it looking like an old dude. But I didn't know what it was from.
He's in so much stuff, and it, kind of like a meme, that I can't keep track of what he's doing.
Yes, I this might be a hot take.
Yeah.
I am auto-ignore on Nicolas Cage. If Nicolas Cage is in something, I skip it. Because there are certain actors, and nothing against him. From what I understand, seems like a nice guy. But there's certain actors that pick projects that don't connect with you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Even if I love the actor, sometimes it's like you always pick stuff that I don't like.
Yeah.
And Nicolas Cage is one of the... I just feel like I never really like... At least in a modern sense. I'm not saying like Face Off back in the day. I'm not saying that's bad.
Or The Rock when you watch that.
Or The Rock. I like that. But, you know, lately I feel like, yeah, you're not picking stuff I want to watch. Seems like a waste of time. However... you know, I was compelled by Derek saying, like, it's an unusual movie. You won't expect what happens and all that. So I'm like, all right, if you're saying I should watch it, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
So
it was good to get another Derek pick because I feel like it gets stale with this me and you picking.
Yeah.
You got to have it spice up.
You're going to get another 80s movie with a creature in it. You keep having me pick them.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I didn't know anything about this movie and just hit play, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
I always enjoy when we do that. I'm dying to know what you thought of this movie. I don't even know what I thought of this movie. I think that the idea of it is very interesting to me. Like, it's like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah.
Like, why is everyone dreaming about this one guy?
Yeah.
Like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
And, like, if you're famous for that reason, it's like, you can't even control why you're famous. You're just like, I didn't do anything. Like...
Yeah.
I don't know why this is happening.
Yeah. Very interesting premise. And what was cool about this movie, he's a teacher. And, you know, we'll go through this kind of quickly, whatever. It's a little bit different. We're on the road right now, you know, so it is what it is. But I was kind of captivated by was like, okay, interesting sci-fi concept. He shows up in everyone's dreams. That's the way it's going to go. It's going to give you a little of that Twilight Zone, like you said, energy. I did not expect where it ended up actually going.
No.
At all.
Me neither.
I did not think that was the way.
I didn't think so either.
I think
what was weird about it was like, you know, I liked how the director, you couldn't distinguish between, get the fuck out of the shot. Get the fuck.
Sorry. What are you doing?
Ryan.
Ryan's ruining
okay,
this episode.
So we just,
all right, bad teacher review. Here it goes.
We're losing patrons as we speak. We purposely keep them off the Patreon because we don't want to lose patrons.
Yeah. We want to keep our patrons. Thank you.
He just comes in. I like you couldn't...
Casey's sitting on the table, aka tripod. This is the worst episode. You know what? Dreams in it, one shaker.
You should see our setup right now. It's on a table.
It's sitting on
a skate deck.
On a skate deck.
So it could be a little higher. Before it was just our crotches. Anyways, so you couldn't distinguish between the dream and the reality. Like, it starts off with him, like, I think his daughter's raking leaves or something like that. And then like, he's just like, she starts floating up. And she's like asking for help. And he's just standing there watching her.
Yeah.
But like, I like it. You know, sometimes in movies it has like the weird filter on it. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know it's streaming, but you don't know that here.
Yeah, I kind of like that they left you to go like, oh wait, are we in reality right now?
Yeah, which part is real?
And then it starts to get weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
Dream logic. I love dream logic.
Yeah, but that I think to me was like a flaw of the movie, whereas like I feel like they could have played with that more. They could have done more with that, not knowing what was real. I feel like you could have left the movie being like, was that all a dream? What?
Yeah,
you know?
I could see that.
But like instead where it ended, I was just like, okay, I don't know. So I'm gonna see what you thought of it. But we can go through the plot if you want. So this is my official notes, usually my laptop here, but we're going back to the old days where I have this printed out here. So a girl, Sophie, has a dream that her dad is watching her as she's floating up to the sky. She's like, I would dream about you.
Yeah.
His name is Paul Matthews, a professor of evolutionary biology at a local university. When Paul learns of a former colleague is writing an article on the topic he had many years earlier discussed with her, he seeks to confront her, but then instead begs for recognition. It's like a super, like it shows you right off the bat that he's like kind of a loser,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like his wife's like, I want you to record this conversation. I want to hear you talk shit to her.
Yeah.
So he records it, and it's him like, please, please, I need to, you know, it's like so pathetic. And it's like, and then he deletes it, doesn't send it to his wife. But it's like, oh, you're just like, you have no spine. Like, you're just begging.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, so then, as you kind of see, so you got a little bit of his backstory. He has a wife, he has a kid.
Yeah.
And then, kind of a loser. Then, he keeps getting people like, I had a dream about you. And it's like, you know, colleagues, friends, you know, acquaintances, like weird. That's all weird.
Yeah.
Then it kind of cuts to like a dinner party and it's people talking, I had this dream about this guy too. A weird.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like this and they show a picture of Paul and like, that's the guy. That's him. Then they call Paul and tell him. And then I think it's like a cool scene of him, like the realization, like, wait, everyone's, why is everyone dreaming about me?
Yeah.
And then he passes out.
Yeah.
So at this point, I'm in.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know how you were feeling, but like I...
Yeah. No, like I said, great concept. You know, where I thought this was going was there's that famous drawing that people show all the time where, have you dreamed this man? That they say a lot of people have dreamed the same like bald dude, you know? And I feel, I'm like, oh, they're playing that card. And that's where it's going to go. Maybe we're going to get into the origin of why people would dream about someone like that. And again, it didn't go that way. So I'll kind of continue too.
Please, yeah.
We could trade off.
That's fine.
So everyone's having a dream about him. I mean, you know, he's going to restaurants and people are going, oh shit.
Yeah,
that
he's
guy.
Being recognized. And it's like, for what though?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
he's, and it's not everyone who's having a dream about him, but like, you know, he goes to his class and he's like, who has had a dream about me? And it's like, he's like liking it.
A ton of it,
this
yeah.
He's like
okay, what am I doing? And the answer is typically nothing.
Nothing.
He is passive in all the dreams.
He's just something, watching things happen.
Something's happening, something bad maybe, whatever. And he's just going, yeah. He's just watching. And we see examples of some of these.
And they're pretty,
which I do think are cool that they do that.
I thought it was cool. And I thought when they're telling the story, like, oh, this is my dream about you.
Yeah.
It would cut to the dream.
Yeah.
You would see, like, him get shot by a hunter. This guy get shot by a hunter. And then, like, all of a sudden, around the corner comes Paul drinking a lemonade. Just watching this happen.
Yeah.
Like, but it was cool to see, like, oh, you get to see what they're seeing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, so we see a bunch of examples of those, stuff like that. He ends up getting on the news. People are like, yo, so many people are having a dream about this guy. It's like, oh, okay, you know, and it really starts to take off from there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if I'm skipping some things, sorry. Yeah, it eventually, he gets a lot of popularity. He ends up having gets a meeting with a media company.
I was so stoked. First off, just a couple
yeah.
Tim Meadows always, always happy to see
so
Tim Meadows.
He's the dean or whatever, the professor at the university that Nicolas Cage works at.
Yeah.
Tim Meadows is, I say this endearingly, forever doomed to be the principal in a movie.
That's true.
But
Mean
he does
Girls,
it so well. Why would you not cast him? He's so good in that authoritative role, you know?
He's authoritative, but also charming and kind of...
Perfect.
He's perfect. I love him.
Yeah.
I love Tim Meadows.
I just saw, again, in L.A., they did a screening of Popstar And he's the manager.
Right.
And again, he's great.
He's great.
Underrated. Tim Meadows, 100%. Underrated. Anyway.
Then I think that Michael Cera is one of like these like the ad, this like new ad agency trying to figure out how to promote this idea that someone's famous for doing nothing but just being in your dream. Like, how do you promote that?
Yeah. And Nicolas Cage, the whole time he's in that meeting is like, cool, I'm going to get my book deal. Right. I always wanted to do a book about ants or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And they're like, yeah, so we're thinking, like, what if you do, like, Sprite?
Right.
Someone with Sprite. What? Yeah, you know, maybe, you know, have a dream about Sprite. Like, make people have a dream about Sprite, like you got one or something. It's like, what? Am I doing a book or not? Like, that's what I want to do. Is that what we're talking about? And it's funny. I brought this, this meeting is played so real.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Derek, I talked with him the other day. I had a little chat with him before we left for Anime Expo about this movie.
Yeah.
And he said, well, he's like, wasn't that meeting real? We've been in those meetings where it's like, yeah, it'd be cool if you guys did like a TV show where it's like you fuck with people playing video games. Like they're trying to play and you like hurt them.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, we have like a show we already want to do.
Yeah, we have a show.
Are we going to talk about that or are we doing your thing? Like what are we here to talk about? We had so many meetings throughout our career that we would leave going, I don't know what they want us to do. And they would never go anywhere, you know, whatever. So that felt very like, ooh, that's from a real place. That's from a real place. Yeah. That was cool.
But now, during the meeting, there is a girl there who is like the receptionist or she's not a higher up. She's someone there.
An assistant, whatever. Yeah.
And she is like, hey, I've had dreams about you. And she's like into him.
Yeah.
And you look at Nicolas Cage in this movie, and no one should be into him. Like, it's not a great look.
But it's an interesting turn in the story because he's like, oh, what was I doing in your dream? Standing there?
Right.
And she's like, no, it was like intensely sexual.
Yeah. He's
like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm scared that you're in my house and then you go wild.
It's like the best sex dreams I've ever had.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, okay. So this is kind of the beginning of a new, heard about this before.
Yeah, I'm doing something that's weird.
So the meeting goes kind of shitty, you know.
Yeah.
And then, she's a little bit coming on to him, but he's just like, yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's married. He seems to be into his wife, who actually is well out of his league, if you ask me.
But so the meeting doesn't go that great. He calls his wife, trying to make the most of it. Like, hey, I might do something with Sprite. I might do that. And she's like, kind of sounding over it. Like, all right, Sprite, I guess. Okay. And I feel like that leaves him with a feeling of like, well, I want someone to be impressed.
Yeah.
Like I'm somebody.
He's like inadequate, right?
Yeah. So he reaches back out to that younger woman who had the dream and it's just like, okay, yo.
And they meet up at a bar, right?
Yeah, you want to hang out at a bar and talk more about that dream you were having, you know? And they do that. And then they go back to her place like, oh, let's recreate the dream. Okay.
So that was the weird thing. It's like, hey, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
And it's like that. You see, like, you saw her dream.
Yeah.
You saw what it was and it's...
Yeah.
Intense and also very creepy.
Yeah.
Like him in the shadows, like that's scary.
Him in the shadows, and then he like licks her.
He's gross.
Don't lick anybody, guys.
Don't.
That's rule number one.
Who wants that?
Don't lick.
Yeah. Anyways, so he goes back to her apartment and instantly is like nervous. Like you can tell, like he doesn't know what he's doing there. He's well out of his element here. And she is like all in, like, hey, like I need you to stand in this corner over here. Take off your jacket. I need you to do this. Like, and like, so he's just going along doing what she says. And I'm always wondering, like, how far is he going to go with this until, like, it crosses the line for him where I can't be doing this. Like, I don't know. Then she makes a move on him or, like, she takes his hand, puts it on her thigh or some of that. And then he rips the loudest fart.
Yeah, he cuts one.
Which I was truly shocked by it. I don't know how you felt about it. I was not prepared for that to happen.
Yeah. Well, when you're relaxed, you squirt. You know?
We covered that before in another movie club.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like very embarrassing for everyone involved. And then what happens next? She like reaches for his belt.
Yeah.
And then he farts way harder again.
Yeah.
And then she goes, did you just finish? Or did he come? I don't know what
she
happened.
She says, did you just come?
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah.
And then he rips another fart and he's just, and then storms out. That's it.
Oh, mad. Yeah.
Been there. You know, yeah. that was some real shit.
That meeting and this part were the two realest parts.
Yeah. This is, it became a documentary.
Now, once this scene happens, actually, I think this is where it loses me a little bit. This movie loses me.
Okay.
Now, this happens, and again, it's the first time that he's actually did something in a dream. He wanted to investigate it.
Yeah.
But now he's getting these people freaking out about him because now they're dreaming about him still, but now it's like bad dreams.
Yeah, and they're having dreams like, where he's like beating them up.
An aggressor or killing them or torturing them.
Or something sexual that they don't like. Or,
right, you know, right,
things,
right.
Things of that nature that are really terrifying.
Yeah. Which I think I like the idea of exploring like what happens if you dream about somebody and they can't control that. It's like, and now he's a villain, but he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like all of this fame he didn't really ask for, although he was enjoying, but now this is like, I don't know what to do. What do you do about this?
Yeah.
Like, what a problem to have.
And then it becomes, the students don't want to come to class because they don't want to look at them. The dean, Tim Meadows, is like, why don't you take some time off for a while? Okay.
He can't, go to a restaurant and eat because you ask him to leave.
Yeah, we'd like to ask you to leave. And this movie becomes a statement on, social media, cancel culture, whatever you want to call that. I always hate that term, but...
Me too.
What am I trying to say? You know, when people use the term as an excuse, like, oh, I just said, you know, the worst thing ever on Twitter, and oh, now they're trying to cancel culture. I'm like, well, you're being a dickhead so that no one wants to talk to you.
Right.
That's what it gets used for, and I hate that. Like, why am I obligated to talk to you? You sound like an asshole.
Right.
That is annoying. But they're kind of examining the other side of it where it's like an idea just gets out there. And then you kind of can't stop the snowball.
Especially if, you had nothing to do with any of it.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, what do you think? Because to me, it's like the dreams were all passive, and then there was that one sexual one.
Yeah.
But then he, cheated on his wife, maybe.
Right.
He did that.
Yeah.
And then he recreated a dream, and then it fucked everything up. Do you think it's in correlation? Like, he did that, and so now it got bad? Or was it always going to get bad?
I don't know, but I think it's... Well, I do know.
Oh, you do?
I mean, I think the whole time, they are showing... Now, again, it takes a... This whole movie takes a pivot into... This guy can't get work anymore.
Right.
This guy, they won't hire him. They won't, you know... Because everyone has a terrible memory of him. And he's like, what did I do? I didn't even do anything. And I think, I get the impression that they lost you with this turn. Would you say?
Yeah.
Or was it interesting?
No, it was interesting enough. But I think what really loses me is right after this is when I think people stop dreaming about him. And then they just go into this another realm of where this thing to put being dreams and that is where I was like, what are we doing? What, you lost me here.
Yeah. Well, I was talking with Derek about this.
Yeah.
I see that. I was actually kind of amazed by the second half of this movie.
Okay.
Not saying every one of those things was a masterpiece, whatever.
No, and I will say before I started interrupting, but it turned into a horror movie a little bit. Kind of dreams was fucking gnarly.
Yeah. They do show you some of these bad dreams, and they're scary.
Yeah, they're bad.
But it starts to become kind of how these things snowball out of your control just by a little bit, by a little bit of your own nudging. Meaning, you know, people were having dreams that the guy's, you know, that he's Hitler.
Right.
Okay, maybe he wasn't that. But it's like, man, you slip up a little bit, it can cost you a lot.
Right.
And I think that's powerful. I've never quite seen a movie show... I mean, we've seen movies where it talks about online,
Yeah. I mean, not okay. We were in a movie
Yeah,
about
exactly.
That. Yeah.
But I've never seen one where it's kind of like, there's a dangerous phenomenon, and I've talked about this before, when you are a dork, and I can say that, I've been one. Not anymore.
And it's no longer.
Now, I'm so dope now, yeah, like I can't really say
cool.
that.
He's fly.
No, but when you are a dork, and then suddenly you get a ton of popularity and a ton of power, how easy it is to forget the key cornerstones of being like a good guy. Because it's like, well, I've got all this stuff. I'm just gonna like, who cares?
Right.
Like a little bit of acting up, what's that gonna be? And it's like, damn, old you would have been mortified you're doing that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You see it happen all the time.
Yeah.
I've been there, dude. Like, even just doing Mega 64, sometimes you do something and it's like, oh damn, I was a dick during that. And you catch it later, you know right. what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very easy, and none of us are like PewDiePie. I'm not trying to throw him under the bus, but none of us are at that level.
We're small enough.
Yeah.
Right? We're not huge.
Yeah.
And you still find yourself sometimes getting a little bit of an ego.
Absolutely. Oh, 100%. That was a very huge thing I had to work through over the years, was sometimes you do something and it's just like, you know what? Old me wouldn't have handled that way.
Yeah.
That was kind of a dick move. I'm going to, you know, let's look into that. Whatever. It happens all the time. But it really is a dangerous thing with people who were specifically unloved dorks. And once they get up there, I mean, you see how they're treated. So this thing starts to build, and then once you give them an inch, they take a mile. And you kind of see that happen in this. Again, he's not the murderer that he is in people's dreams,
right.
but he lets it slip a little bit and it just snowballs. And maybe that's what causes the dreams to happen, is it's like, you're not exuding that peaceful energy anymore. Now you're a little bit of a dick, and it grows into something, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I'm making sense.
No, you are.
You know, so maybe it's, is it, does the punishment fit the crime? I don't know, but once you have, all of that on you like that, things get out of control, and that's Dude. The nature of it. It's scary.
I think too, like, you find this a lot, like with people who have a sudden burst of instant fame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yes, 100%.
To have. Like, truthfully, like, I love doing Mega 64, but I would never want to be the
hugely famous overnight kind of
thing. Would never want that. Even all the work we've done and stuff like that, like to be, I'm gonna use, I don't know, like a Taylor Swift level or like somewhat a household name. Fuck that. That seems like a nightmare. You can't do anything. You can go to Target. I don't want that.
No.
And
no,
this
no.
guy instantly had that.
Yeah.
And did not know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And fucked it all up.
Yeah. So maybe it's a karma thing, maybe it's whatever, but it goes really far out of control. And the whole time his manager is like, yeah, Sprite doesn't want to do that anymore. Sprite doesn't want to work with you. Oh, but you're getting really big in Paris. They kind of like you, kind of like horror movie angle.
Yeah.
Like Fangoria wants to interview you or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think...
Can I get a photo of you guys? I'm
what's
so
that?
I've been following you guys literally since you guys started.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
One of my favorite videos is the River City Ransom.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Hell yeah, yeah.
That and the Prince of Persia where you go into the Taco Bell and you drop everything.
Oh, God.
That,
I think they still haven't cleaned that up.
That's a classic one. That's
Thank
a classic
you.
One.
Thank you very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, you want to do a picture real quick? All right, you're going to be on camera. Do you care? All right. We're going to do a picture.
I don't care. I just totally
cool.
We're going to do a picture really quick, everyone. Hold on. Don't move a muscle. All right, here we go. Awesome.
Awesome.
Thanks. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Thank you so
very much.
Much
for
appreciate you.
That's my secret handshake for the con. Special.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you so much. Thanks for stopping by. We have a panel at 5:15 if you're not doing anything.
He's going to go to the panel. He's not going to go.
What room are you guys?
408 AB.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see ya.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what were we talking about? Oh!
Do you want that signed? I can see even here. Sorry.
Yes, I
They've been sitting down watching.
You guys definitely don't remember me. Like 15 years ago, I had you sign a Borders gift card.
Oh, Borders gift card. Yeah, we signed a Borders gift.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Can you sign this copy of Shadow Man?
Oh, what is it?
Shadow Man for the N64.
Shadow Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got it here.
I thought he said Shad Man. I was scared for a
second. I thought it said Shaq Man. I thought it was a basketball game. But it's Shadow Man. Yeah, no problem.
All-time classic.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
Oh, thank you
so much.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks
a
lot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
Yeah, thanks.
Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you.
For stopping by. Okay.
So I think that when it comes to, yeah, he fucked it all up. He fucked his fame up. But that's fine. I'm fine with all of this. Like, I get how this happens and it makes sense to me. But yeah, when it, like his wife like leaves him kind of, or he kicks him out, like his kids are like embarrassed to know him. Like it's like, it's bad.
Well, also too, he puts out a video where he's crying he's crying about like, don't you see how I'm being victimized?
It was an apology video kind of, but not really. It was a bad apology.
And that's
video.
Another thing that I see a lot is when, you know, again, things can get out of control when it comes to online, whatever, surrounding somebody. But they make the mistake of, they do the video where I'm the real victim. That will never look good. Even if you feel that way, you really gotta look at all sides of it, you know? And he did not, his thing, he's crying kind of pathetically. And
yeah, and it really is like, and that, you know, you probably shouldn't have made a video at all.
Yeah.
But the video could have been like, I don't know why this is happening. I am so sorry. I am not like this or something, but it really is like, feel bad for me. Like it was just, a good look. Although he didn't do anything. Like that's the thing is like, people are so mad
at
him.
He didn't do the murders that everyone is like feeling like they, that he did. Yeah.
And like, I get why they wouldn't want to see him, but also like, they're not being nice to him either. It's not fair.
Yeah. It's all coming back to him so huge.
Yeah. You want to do a kickflip?
It's tied down.
We tied it. Sorry, it's stuck. Otherwise, I would say yes. Sorry. No one can kickflip over my board, but me. I'm the only one who can kickflip that. And I don't know how to kickflip yet, so like, I'd hate it for the first time as kickflip to be done by someone else. You know, I'm learning.
So, anyway, so yeah, that video doesn't go over well. The family's embarrassed of him. They move away.
Yeah.
And he ends up going to Paris, and there he is doing a signing
of his book. But it's like so thin and pathetic, and like it's like the worst.
And he was supposed to be called Dream Scenario, title drop, and instead it's called Nightmare Man. What is it called?
Death Man or Nightmare Man or something like that.
Man of Your Nightmares or something like that. Yeah, yeah. And
his life has pretty much fallen apart, and then you see him like not living with his wife. He lives like in an apartment now. His kids don't really want to see him. It's like super depressing, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then is where it cuts to like a news thing or like an infomercial.
Yeah.
For like this device that you wear in your wrist to enter people's dreams.
Yeah, because of what was happening with him in people's dreams, they got all these studies where now influencers can actually use a device to appear in your dreams and promote merch.
Yeah, and like advertise that.
I know that was weird. I know. I get your angle, but Derek and I talked about that specifically. I thought that was genius. It was weird, but just, I'm gonna get a little personal here.
Sure.
It's like, think of how many things that make us, I'm gonna put ourselves at the center of this like a douchebag. Just warning you.
I'm ready.
It's like all the things that we suffered through over the years that we, you know, like broke our backs to make or do. And then, okay, you suffered through that, cool. So now here's a generation of totally talentless influencers that are gonna use what you killed yourself on to make their branded content. You know what I mean? It's this, I'm making it sound worse than it. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like you see that all the time. Rocco fell asleep on a Twitch stream. Oh, their account got suspended. Oh, all this bad shit happened to us. And then, now an influencer sleeps on stream every day and they get a million subscribers. You know what I mean? I felt a little personally rattled by that segment.
Sure. So you're saying that.
I don't know if that's a fair comparison.
Well, no, I mean, I just felt like this part, the movie just kind of stopped, and I don't know what it was doing. And I get what, like...
It got a little weirder.
This is what would happen, logically, if everyone really had the same dream. People would instantly try to figure out how to make money on that.
Exactly.
And put ads in that. And you want to continue your dream, you have to wait for this 15-second ad, or get the skip button after 5 seconds. They would do that. Stop using ad blockers for your dreams. Yeah. That would be a thing.
Yeah.
You know, but...
It's just kind of an interesting thing about the sick cycle of things.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was kind of... I didn't expect the movie to address that. I thought it was just going to be a weird sci-fi movie and it's over.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like I'm not against the idea of the dream inserting for the ads, whatever, but that's a different movie to me. Like, being in this movie was like, I don't know why you put this here. And they mentioned, you know, Nicolas Cage's character, and it's like, oh, everyone knows what happened here, but we're doing it in a good way. And it's like, but... I don't really know what happened here. Like, why did this happen? Like, you're making it seem like everyone knows, but I don't know why.
Well, in a way, I will say I appreciated it. I could see this going wrong, but I appreciated the direction this movie went because it felt like the movie was invaded by these concepts, much in the way people's dreams are, where it's like, Yeah. There was something kind of being told here, and that's over. And how do we monetize this? And you lost your thing. And buy this keto-friendly drink. And buy, you know what I mean? I kind of appreciated the creativity of that.
Yeah.
I could see, not going to recommend this movie to everybody.
No.
I could see getting lost on it, but I personally thought it was very creative and an interesting take on social media, media in general. The way we kind of monetize shit in a sick way.
Yeah.
How things could get out of control. And, you know, I don't know. I was kind of amazed they did all that in one movie.
Yeah.
I definitely see the argument for maybe they went too far. But
yeah.
I was impressed by it.
Yeah, I felt like it was a Twilight Zone episode that I was interested in, and then it took that turn, and I was like, I don't know.
Sure.
And then it ended on nothing with, like, okay, I don't know, what was the point of this?
Sure.
And that's kind of how I left that movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to do Shakers now, or if you want... Okay. Well, I kind of picked this movie, even though it's Derek's pick, but...
That's true. Derek should rate the movie.
I think if I had to say...
Come on, if I get a picture of Piccolo with Crank?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go for it.
Finally, I've been waiting for someone to do this pose all day. Man, this is the first time.
No one's done it.
Finally, someone gets it.
One more.
Hold on.
Yeah.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
You got it. You just took the biggest vape rip. You guys couldn't see it.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
Okay.
All right. Oh, we're doing one more. Not even over.
This is a good one. You'll see this. Yeah. You'll see this online.
Oh, he's doing it too. He's doing a vape.
This is the new trend. This is the new trend.
He's blowing it in his face. Blowing it in Piccolo's face.
Thank God it's not a real person.
Yeah,
thank God.
That's true.
That could have been bad. Could have been bad.
High. Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
I don't know. Thank you. They don't even... Oh, yo, okay. How's it going?
One too.
You want another one too? A picture? Yeah.
We got to go in a second.
I know. Well, I'm going to just keep going.
All right.
So, for me...
Thank you very much.
This movie is gonna be 2.5. I felt like the concept is interesting. The acting was okay. It was all fine. It shot cool. The dreams were fucking scary when it wanted to be, but overall the story left me with kind of nothing. I kind of felt like, oh, I don't know why they did this.
Like I said earlier, I think I thought it was a lot more creative than I expected, and I don't know how much better it would have been if they stuck to what it was. Like, I saw things I hadn't seen in another movie, and I didn't expect that at all. And it was a powerful statement a little bit. The last shot of the movie, he thinks about what could have been, and he's back with his wife.
Yeah.
And he's in a dream again where he's floating away. And that was very... There was a lot of sorrow there.
Yeah, and he's floating away like his daughter was earlier.
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning.
I don't know. I was very moved by it. I was very affected by it. It's one of those things. I feel like if I give it a 4, it sounds a little high. But I really admire the creativity. I'll do a 3.5.
All right. That's pretty good.
I recommend it. I think it's worth watching. Not everyone is going to stick with it, but it was creative enough, I must recommend it.
Sure.
And I liked it more than I thought. Again, Nicolas Cage movie, I was ready to give this a one, but I admired the creativity quite a bit, and I thought it told a powerful story.
Yeah, I'm glad we watched it.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm glad Jared suggested
it. Definitely, and it's a 90-minute movie.
Yeah, super quick.
Like, you're not going to be sitting through a three-hour thing to see what happens to...
It's easy.
His ass, totally. Anyway, cool.
All right, well, next week, we're very behind on this, we apologize, but next week, we both saw Inside Out 2 in theaters.
I saw Inside Out 3.
What?
Yeah, yeah, I'm all caught up.
So, we'll be doing that next time on Movie Club. Go to a theater, watch Inside Out 2, maybe you've already seen it. It's doing very well in the box office, maybe you've seen it, I don't know. And we'll be right back as soon as we can to do that. I don't know when it's going up, but thank you for subbing to Patreon.
Yes.
Thank you.
As always, thank you for your eternal support.
Couldn't
we always
do it without
appreciate
you, truly. So we had to stop the booth for a second, even though we had a little bit of interruptions.
Yeah, the vape squad.
The vape squad came in, and you know, we couldn't help that. But thank you for sticking with us, and we appreciate it. And now you have to watch the worst part of me walking the camera to turn it off, and we're not editing this out.
This
so I'm going to do it in the coolest way possible.
Yeah, go ahead. Bull. Sucks. Hate this.